Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this February 20th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Joining us right now, CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good afternoon.
Terry, we have to put on our business hats.
We do. Have to be very mature.
Before we do that, I want to thank you for the amazing gift. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. Happy
incredibly
birthday.
Incredibly sweet. Thank you very much for that. I am embarrassed, so I'm going to move on. Terry, we got a lot of things to talk about with our friends over at the United Way and the work that you guys are doing over there. One of the things that I always appreciate and I like bringing attention to is your funding applications. You've got that up and running.
Yeah, we do. So this is a good opportunity to kind of talk through even just what our funding process looks like. So the general public knows, and also people who have made a donation understand how the dollars get back to the community. So our funding application is open right now, and this is for all areas of funding within our United Way. So we fund programs in the areas of education, financial stability, health, and then safety net service. All in total, there are 20 programs. Actually, I take that back. I didn't think about both communities. 29 programs total. Mm-hmm. So that the dollars that we have to allocate are broken down, but first we need to know who needs money, yeah, right? Who's looking for funding? So those agencies in the communities that we serve, which is Southwood County and Adams County, agencies within those communities can ask for program funding, because we don't just fund general agencies. That's an important, you know, kind of note, is that we don't do any capital expenditures. So if you're putting up a new building, we're not your funding source. We are all about programming and how dollars get right to community members. Okay. Mm-hmm. So all agencies can apply for program funding now. That application is open through 4 p.m. on February 29th. Okay. It has to be filled out online. Mm-hmm. We don't accept paper applications. We don't accept partial applications. So if you are a program listening, you know, you may want to, if you think you would qualify for United Way funding, you should work on it now. Mm-hmm. Because there are several pages. It's not intended to be cumbersome, but it's really intended for us to be able to get to know your program, yeah, right? And really have a clear understanding what it is that you do, who you're serving, how you measure impact. And that's an important piece, right? So if you mm-hmm. say, hey, I'm the Sunshine, you know, program.
Right.
We're gonna serve 100 community members in, this is 2025 funding too, by the way, right?
Right?
So in 2025, we're gonna serve 100 community members. Well, we want to know what you're doing, but then mm-hmm. we want to know how you're going to measure that. How will you know, how will we know mm-hmm. that you've served 100 people? What are the barriers that you face? You know, what are some ways that we can engage and work together and maybe work through, you know, some challenges? Are you a nonprofit in good standings? That's important to us, right? Mm-hmm. Have you maintained good standings with the state and, mm-hmm. and done all of the back office paperworky mm-hmm. kind of things? You know, those are important. We ask them to provide us with a budget. You have mm-hmm. to provide us with a program budget. Here's how much we're going to bring in 2025. Here's how we're going to spend it. And of course, part of that budget would be, you know, what they're asking for from United Way in theory, right? So this is kind of how the process goes. It's been open. We open it actually for the whole month of February. Mm-hmm. So it's been open for a couple of weeks. And we know that, you know, some of our longtime existing partners are working on it, but we have an open application process. So of course, any program that meets the criteria can apply. There is no guarantee for funding, and there also is no guarantee from year to year. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of our partners are long-term partners, mm-hmm. and part of that is because over the years, we've really worked with a lot of different programs, and we've also, you know, or I guess we're not shy about or not afraid to mm-hmm. say if there's a program that maybe is just kind of not so great, you know, we might say, hey, here's the changes you need to make. You know, we need your program to be at this standard, or, you know, we need to make sure that you're having a greater impact, serving more. How can we make that happen? So sometimes we stop funding programs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes programs no longer need our funding. A really great example and a wonderful program is Healthy Smiles. Mm-hmm. So this is a sealant program for children for their teeth. And we funded Healthy Smiles through Wood County Health Department for years and years and years and years. Mm-hmm. Well, 1 year, probably, gosh, it's been a while now, maybe like 2015, 2016, the person who ran the program came to us and said, hey, we're not applying this year mm-hmm. because we have enough reimbursement from you know, insurance that mm-hmm. and Medicaid that we can claim. So we've become self-sufficient. I mean, wow, that's fabulous,
that
right?
Really is,
you know,
huh?
She said, I'm not saying we're never going to apply again, but right now, you know, right now we don't have a need. And so there are situations like that. So for the most part, I would say we kind of have a good, strong core group that mm-hmm. continue to help us reach the goals in the community that we are trying to reach. But sometimes programs come and sometimes programs go. So it is an open application process.
When it comes to that process, you've kind of given us a bit of an outline already, but what is something if they've never done this before, you're that Sunrise company or that or nonprofit or something, and you're looking to doing this, are there some other details you should know before trying to fill this out or jumping into that?
Well, a good thing to know is just that you don't have to do it in one sitting. You do have the ability, you do have to create an account on our website, and that's the only way. We can't, you know, mm-hmm. we don't have like a paper version you can come pick up, right? But you do have to have an account on our website, and you can save and come back. And so nice. That is nice. You know what I mean? If you get in there and you're like, oh, I don't know. I have to research this. Or, you know, there's also the classic, right? The phone rings or you have to, you don't have uninterrupted time,
life
so to
happens.
Speak.
Yeah.
So it is, it is good. We do on the cover page have a lot of it laid out, you know, saying you'll need this, you'll want this, have this close by, you know, that kind of thing. But you can save and come back to it. So I think that's the biggest thing that we've put in place for the ease of the person who's filling it out.
Another thing that comes to mind and what you've mentioned, and I appreciate the example you gave with the Smiles organization, because you guys cover so much at the United Way. And if I'm a listener and I'm hearing this and I'm thinking, well, this is already covered, I don't need to worry about that. But maybe there's something in a gray area or something that, you know, is a field that you guys don't necessarily touch on. We want to encourage people to reach out with those ideas, too. There are no bad ideas with this subject. Maybe not everything gets funded, but there are no bad ideas of trying, at least.
Yeah. And if it doesn't fit, I mean, we'll just tell you, it doesn't fit. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, sometimes we might have a program that doesn't meet all of the application requirements. And so, you know, then honestly, the response is, you know, hey, try again next time, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes we also, a new program will get to the stage of actually, you know, getting to do a presentation and closer to actually being funded. But again, there's no guarantee. It's whatever we can raise in the fall campaign, which is, you know, kind of the linchpin of this, right?
Yes.
Like if we don't raise it, we can't distribute it.
And it's all the more reason why when we've got that fall campaign going on, why we need your help so much and appreciate it so much, because we're able to do so much with it.
Absolutely. So then the next step in the funding process, really, James, is that, you know, I talked a little bit about the accountability piece, mm-hmm. but one of the things that we do is all of the programs that we fund, we visit. Like actually in person, go and visit those. So that is happening. Actually, our first visits are starting today.
Oh.
This is for 2024 funded programs, right? Not the ones who are applying for 25, but in many cases they overlap.
Yeah.
And so we will be visiting from February 20th until I believe the last one is March 14th.
Mm.
So over that like 3-week time frame, we will visit all of the programs that we fund. Those visits are led by our community engagement director, Ben Eberline. And then our review panel volunteers are invited, board members are invited, staff. And so we really, want to see all the good things, like actually see it happening that are going on. And then it's also a good time for programs to tell us, you know, hey, I'm having a challenge with this.
Yeah.
You know, what is there someone you can pair me up with? Is there someone we can be connected with? So I think that's really good, too. So those are going on now. Then the next step in funding is we have in April, the agencies that are asking for program funding actually come before us in a face-to-face format.
Cool.
We have a panel of volunteers that will read the written application, submit questions, and then they will sit for, it's nearly a full day, they will sit and hear 20-minute presentations from the agencies that are seeking program funding.
Mm.
So, you know, that's really awesome, too, is that they get to come, and by then, our panel of volunteers, these are, you know, community members, all we have a couple of staff people there, but more to guide and help facilitate. But these volunteers, you know, they really put a lot of time in. They read all of the applications, which is a lot.
Yeah.
They formulate questions from those. They come, you know, and sometimes, I mean, this maybe sounds silly, but sometimes it's hard. They give up a whole day and they are in the room and attentive and, you know, staying away from their technology and, you know, laser focused on the programs. And sometimes it's just hard.
Yeah.
And so we very much appreciate them for that. And then at the conclusion of the presentations, then we move into a deliberation stage where those agents or those volunteers, sorry, will actually come up with funding recommendations to the community impact panel of our community of our board. So it's really funny. We have some longtime volunteers that have volunteered with us in a variety of capacities. I mean, everything from day of caring to something like this. Yeah. And they say this is single-handedly the most difficult volunteering that they've ever done because you want to, you know, obviously always.
Yeah. You want to say yes to everything.
Well, and the asks exceed what we have to allocate.
Sure.
Right? I mean, always, right? Yeah. If we have $500,000 to allocate, the asks are going to be a million. You know, I mean, it just is like that. And we're not special. That happens to most funding sources, I think. But it makes it really difficult, especially when we've kind of weeded out already over the years, you know, the programs that are kind of mediocre. And these are the top dogs, right? Like they're doing great work. So it is tough, but it's a really great experience. And, you know, looking forward to working with those volunteers.
Always thankful for the behind the curtain look that you give us with this. And I think that not only adds to why the United Way is so supported, but also why we see the needs that we do in our community so well. The United Way puts that magnifying glass on these things for us and gives attention to them, where some of us are fortunate enough that we don't run into some of these problems. They help us aware of them. There's two really great notes about this process, and a couple of them I think are really important. The accountability for these businesses and these nonprofits is certainly noteworthy, with a lot of people donating to the United Way to go to these things. But it's not just accountability, it's also assistance. You mentioned something really important there, I think. I'm starting this Sunrise nonprofit, and I've got this, and I get the funding. Great, all right. Well, now what do I do? Mm-hmm. Or, I got questions. Or, this is coming up and stuff. Having their back like you do, the United Way does, is just as important as that accountability part. And I think that gets lost in the shuffle a little bit sometimes for us. So I think that's really unique. And then to have citizens helping make these decisions, that is so amazing. That is exactly what this community needs. It's what communities need. It's the answer to what we're trying to do here with the United Way. The United Way wants to help the community. The community is helping make those decisions.
It is awesome. And it just all happens very organically. Mm-hmm. You know, and sometimes I think that's why we even forget, not intent, but you know, like the whole, you know, when you said we might convene some people together or help them through a challenge, like that's just second nature, right? We don't always even think about talking about it because it's just part of what we offer to our partners.
This funding application will wrap up again for the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties on February 29th at 4:00. So make sure to get your applications in before then. And if you have questions, reach out to the United Way. Love to answer those questions for you. Terry, I have rambled quite a bit about my free taxes. I am a big supporter, big fan of it. I have actually talked to a member of the IRS. I don't know how deep or what her position was necessarily, but I was talking with her because I had a question about something the first year I did this, and I was a little worried. Your taxes are one of those things you want to make sure to get right.
Do right, yes.
And I thought, well, this process was too simple. So I literally talked to somebody at the IRS.
Like you wait online?
Customer service.
You wait on the phone for forever.
Yep, I waited forever for that call, but I had to make sure. And it was one of the quickest conversations I've had. I talked to her, I get out of my mouth. So I was using my free taxes and I was a little curious. And right away she's like, it's understandable. We get calls from this sometimes. Your taxes are fine. Did you do this and this? Yes, I did. You're good. You're okay. This process is so simple. For somebody like me, my kids are older. They're not, you know, accounted as, you know,
dependents.
Yep. Now. I have the tube jobs. My taxes are pretty basic. For somebody like me, this is so perfect. But it's also beneficial to a lot of people out there that are in similar positions or make so much amount of money.
Absolutely. So we have a really great partnership. And when I say we, I'm thinking globally with United Way Worldwide has entered into a, you know, relationship, I guess, with My Free Taxes. And so this is something that we as a local United Way can offer members of our community to have tax preparation done for free. It is done online, and you visit our website, which is uwswac.org. There is a little banner at the top that says, you know, My Free Taxes. Click here to learn more. And it does give you a little bit of detail of, you know, what might qualify or not qualify. But really, if you have a pretty basic, you know, tax return and your household income was less than $79,000 in the year of 2023, you qualify to have your taxes prepared for free. There's a partnership with an online program called TaxSlayer. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I'm sure that people, more common ones, people have heard of TurboTax or, you know, like that. Yeah. But it is it's a similar software company. And basically you just enter in and you can use your smartphone, right? You enter in your, take a photo of your W-2s mm-hmm. and any other supporting documentation that needs to be entered. You answer the questions and then your taxes are processed for you at no cost. The idea here is that we can help save people mm-hmm. dollars that they would need to use on tax prep that could then otherwise be used somewhere else in their budget, right? So, you know, we're not trying to undercut any, you know, any local businesses anything like that. But the idea is just that if someone has a pretty basic return, they meet the criteria of less than $79,000 for the year, and they don't have intricate schedules, you know, that have to be filled out with their taxes. It's just, it's an awesome free service that we have the ability to offer. And think about, if it's, let's say it's $200, mm-hmm. right? So you could have $200 more for your food budget, for your rent, for how about for an emergency fund, right? Yeah. Like to just set that aside to have some savings. So, you know, it's just win-win, right? There is the intricacy, though, of you have to be able to, you know, do it online. You can't, like I said, you can do it from a smartphone. Mm-hmm. It is mobile friendly. But keeping in mind that if you don't have a, you know, a tablet or a PC at home or a laptop, you could do it at the library. You know, there is different access points, certainly for computers if you don't already have that.
For me, one of the things that I wanted to do to pay it forward, because I appreciated this in the United Way doing this, when I first saw that, oh, I'm not having to spend that money on taxes, you know, having somebody do them for me, I took a portion of that and put it into the Imagination Library. That's where I go with it. I don't put that on anybody, just giving you an idea of and what you can do with that versatility that is given with this. And I will say to our local businesses out there that do taxes and everything, I think, be blunt about it, the people that are going to be using, that can use this service, probably weren't going to those services anyway. Yep. So, you know, a win-win for the community, too. Mm-hmm. I think that that's noteworthy. And this, a shout out to TaxSlayer and to the company that's working with the United Way on this. I think that's a really good note, too. I appreciate that.
And I think, too, just based on the questions that they ask you, they also might be discovering some, you know, tax rebate kind of scenarios that you wouldn't do on your own. Mm-hmm. Not that, you know, I think that paper is being completely phased out. I mean, I think you can still do it, but I think it's, you know, certainly on its way out. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying it's just different versus, you know, you just doing it on your own versus using something like this where you're prompted to think about things that you're like, oh, yeah, I guess that could count, right? Like, or, oh, I could claim that on my taxes or whatever the case would be. So it is very user-friendly. I've had several people, of course, you know, you've been a great testimonial for it. But, you know, we've had other people contact us and mm-hmm. say, you know, gosh, it was really easy. Yeah. Or they kind of get hung up. And maybe like you, where you were not skeptical, but just wondering, you know, like is this legit? You know, we've sometimes had people call and say, okay, it just asked me for this. And we're like, okay, just put that in. Hmm. Just that? Yep, just that. Just you know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's like there's nobody's trying to trick you. Like, it's just that. So I just encourage people, if you fall within the parameters, take a look at it. If it can't meet your needs, fine. But if it can, you know, take advantage of it. That's why it's there.
Yeah, it's definitely worth looking into. You can find out more information and find that link for that website at uwswac.org. We're speaking with CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns. And Terry, we wanted to wrap up on Power of the Purse, one of our favorite events.
Yeah, this is just coming up really fast.
Right around
it's
the corner.
So exciting. So we have Power of the Purse coming up on March 12th. This event is geared toward ladies in the community, mm-hmm. Encouraging them to come on out with their girlfriends or maybe their daughters or, you know, whomever, gather the women in your life and join us for this event. The event supports, all the dollars raised support early grade learning and literacy. Mm-hmm. So our Women United, which is an affinity group of our United Way, hosts this event. This is the 13th annual, which is really crazy.
That's really cool.
So really exciting. Event, and it'll be at Bullseye Golf Club on March 12th from 5 until 7:30. So kind of a happy hour style event. We say hors d'oeuvres, but it's, you know, we actually do a pasta bar, so that's fun. It's nice. A meal.
Yeah, it is.
So there's, you know, there's food. There's always Bullseye always provides a signature drink, so to speak, where, you know, if you purchase that drink, alcohol or no, you know, $1 of that goes toward the effort. So, I mean, you know, there's some fun stuff like that happens. We have raffles. And we have a really great, for the ladies out there who are listening and know this, Dooney and Burke purse and wallet set that we have raffle tickets for right now. So maybe you can't attend the event, but you could buy raffle tickets. Dollar a piece, 6 for $5. So super easy.
Wow. Great deal.
And those can be purchased from any Women United member or at the United Way office. So we have that raffle. We have raffles the evening of that you have to be present to win. We also have door prizes. We're going to play a little bingo. There's just a lot of great things, but really the main event, so to speak, is a handbag silent auction. So there are 22 raffle purses that people can come. You purchase an event ticket, which is $35 in advance. Again, can be purchased online at our website or by coming to the United Way office. So with your ticket, then you can come and bid on those purses. We have some really awesome purses. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just...
She's chomping at the bit.
I'm just looking forward to it. Like, they're great.
She's trying not
I would encourage you to, for like the 10 days prior, we do little sneak peeks on our Facebook. Cool. So that'll, hopefully get you over to our social media, but we'll show, some of the purses. So, the other thing I just want to say about that is we do have a fair number of people who attend who say, not really into purses, but they come because they believe in what we're doing.
Yeah.
So by helping to fund Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, if you're not familiar with Imagination Library, this is a book gifting program for children from birth till age 5. So children in our community here in Southwick County can have a 60-book library by the time they go to kindergarten. I mean,
that's amazing. That's
what so is better cool. than that?
Yeah.
At absolutely no cost to their family. So that's where the dollars are going. We're supporting classroom grants. We are supporting our reading mentor program, which is happening in elementary schools. All of that is supported by this event. That's how great and robust this event is. But we need ladies to come.
Yeah.
So I would say, last year we had a record number of attendees, and that was 120. My goal is 150 this year.
Yeah.
We're just going to, we're going to go for it.
Let's do it.
So, just really encourage you to, if you've been there, join us again. If you've not, please come. Please bring a friend. And, if you have questions, just give us a call, 715-421-0390.
And is this an RSVP event?
It is. So you do have to have, you can purchase a ticket at the door. Mm-hmm. They are $5 more at the door. So if you're coming, do it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we do welcome people at the door because sometimes you just don't know what you're doing. Don't not come because you didn't buy a ticket in advance. Spend the extra $5. It'll be worth it.
Yes. March 12th, 5 to 7 over at beautiful Bullseye Golf Club. Join our friends from the United Way for Power of the Purse. We'll be talking more about this event as we build up to it. Terry, always great talking with you. Thanks so much for the time.
You bet. Thank you.
Find out more at uwswac.org and be sure to follow the United Way on social media. Great way to keep up on things in your community. We'll take a time out and we'll have more great radio coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.